Well, a week ago, I was standing virtually on this very spot, bemoaning the fact that we'd had a monsoon and Worcester races had been called off almost a week ago. It was a Wednesday, actually. But looking ahead to this Wednesday's card, Fergus Cameron, clerk of the course, it's very different.
I don't think any of us could have imagined it was going to be quite as warm as it is at the moment. Probably the hottest day of the year. The ground has dried out so quickly over the last week. Believe it or not, we're actually watering, having abandoned for flooding last week. We have eight races and we have got 95 declared runners from 187 that actually tried to run here tomorrow. Fantastic support and a huge turnaround.
The difference in conditions is staggering, really. As I look down the track now, I can see all the sprinkler system in full cry here, and it's a monumental turnaround, really.
Well, obviously, the ultimate thing for us is to ensure that the track is safe for the horses, and whilst there's a lot of moisture under the surface, we've lost, according to our weather station, somewhere in the region of 3/4 of an inch of moisture over the last 4 days to evaporation and grass taking it up and things. Now, obviously, as the moisture leaves, the ground tends to tighten up. We need to ensure that the ground is safe for the horses, and therefore all we're doing is just literally putting some of the moisture back into the ground again to ensure it's safe for the horses.
Just to clarify, for the benefit of non-racing experts, the ground is key as far as trainers and owners are concerned.
Absolutely. We are expecting at this stage to be running on good to firm ground, which is probably pretty much optimum, and I think reflects the fact, as I indicated earlier in the interview, that we had 187 horses declared to run for tomorrow's meeting. Now, we're limited by the number of stables we have and the safety factor within each field, within each race, and we in fact have got 95 of them running, but a fantastic turnout, which obviously we're delighted.
Full credit to your ground staff. We've had to cope with just about everything, I think, that's been thrown at them in the last 10 days or so.
Well, if you go back the last 3 weeks, we've literally, going into each race meeting, we've been having to determine the racing line at the last minute, which has meant moving all the running rails at the last minute, positioning all of the fences. Huge amount of effort, huge amount of credit to them for the fact they've kept on going. And obviously, having had to put up with all of that, here we are 6 days later and they've had to get all the watering pipes out. Quite ironic, really.
So what time does it all start then, Wednesday afternoon?
We've had to, because of the extra race, we've come forward. The first race is now at 1:50 tomorrow afternoon.
Well, it's a joy to be standing here under these conditions rather than those of last week. Thanks very much for your time.
Not at all. I think we probably need to get into the shade before we'll catch sunburn.
It is very, very warm here at the moment. That's Fergus Cameron, clerk of the course, here at Worcester Racecourse.